His words encouraged many to take up arms without resorting to mob violence, and he would go down in history as a leading patriot. John Hancock is noted for stating, "Resistance to tyranny becomes the Christian and social duty of each individual. Continue steadfast and, with a proper sense of your dependence on God, nobly defend those rights which heaven gave and no man ought to take from us." James Otis Jr., also a son of liberty. He was a lawyer and a member of the Massachusetts Provincial Assembly. James Otis Jr. would become one of the leading members of the American Revolutionary cause. He is famous for coining the phrase, "Taxation without representation is tyranny," which would go on to become an anthem for patriot opposition to the crown. As a lawyer, Otis became enraged by British-imposed writs of assistance, which permitted British authorities to enter the house of a colonist without notice or probable cause. In response to these writs, Otis gave a number of speeches speaking out against British exploitation of the colonists, and his words inspired many people to rise up against the tyranny of the crown. James stated, "The colonists are by the law of nature free born, as indeed all men are. It is a clear truth that those who every day barter away other men's liberty will soon care little for their own." What of the famous Paul Revere? Did you know that he was also a son of liberty? Paul is infamous for the warning to the colonies, "The British are coming." We also have Isaiah Thomas, who was also a son of liberty. Isaiah was the first to read the Declaration of Independence in Massachusetts. Then we have Joseph Warren, again, who was also a son of liberty. He was the president of the Massachusetts Revolutionary Congress, Revolutionary War General, an established man of medicine. Joseph Warren was also a leading activist in the war cause of the 1770s. On April 18, 1775, he dispatched Paul Revere and William Dawes to ride to Lexington in secret to warn John Hancock and Samuel Adams of their pending arrest by British troops and to alert the militia along the way that the British were on the move. During the war, Warren fell in battle, and this moment was immortalized in a painting by John Trumbull called "The Death of General Warren." Then we have Benjamin Rush, a son of liberty. The founder of Dickinson College in Pennsylvania, signatory to the Declaration of Independence, and founding father of the United States, Benjamin Rush is certainly one of the more famous voices of the Revolution. Incredibly outspoken, Rush would make many friends and even enemies, and his words would affect great movements towards opposition to Great Britain. Also, Thomas Paine looked to Rush when he was drafting his treaties in favor of the Revolutionary War. A truly learned man, Rush would join the Medical Committee of the Continental Congress, taking on a more practical role as well as a political one. Benjamin Rush said of himself, "I have alternately been called an aristocrat and a Democrat." He said, "I am neither. I'm a Christocrat." Especially on issues he deemed to be unfair to the American colonists. His strong leadership inspired the New England colonies to take up arms against their oppressors, and he continued to be a central figure throughout the latter part of the 18th century. After the war was over, Adams would go on to become a delegate for Massachusetts to the Continental Congress and fourth governor of Massachusetts. Despite his unusual sense of morality, Adams' charisma and motivational abilities opened many doors for him throughout his lifetime, and he would cause great change in whatever endeavors he attended to. Also take note that Samuel Adams also established the Committees of Correspondence in 1772. Now, the purpose of the Boston Committee of Correspondence was to prepare a statement of the rights of the colonists and of this province in particular as men, as Christians, and as subjects. Prepare a declaration of the infringement of those rights and prepare a letter to be sent to... Here we go. Lower the law and you dim the light by which man perceives his guilt. This is a very serious loss to the sinner rather than a gain, for it lessens the likelihood of his conviction and conversion. I say that you have deprived the gospel of its ablest auxiliary, its most powerful weapon, when you have set aside the law of God. You have taken away from it the schoolmaster that is to bring men to Christ. They will never accept grace till they tremble before a just and a holy law. Therefore, the law serves as a most necessary purpose and must not be removed from its place. The law cuts into the core of evil, it reveals the seat of malady, and informs us that the leprosy lies deep within. They must be slain by the law before they can be made alive by the gospel. The Prince of Preacher, Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Let me put this into terms that everybody can understand. If you're sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments, then get back to God's 10 in Christ Jesus.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Benjamin Rush, I just seen someone post this. Good for you. We got someone digging in deep. Sky Cow, you said, I like that. Christocrat. That's right. Benjamin Rush, a signer of the Declaration of Independence, was asked, are you a Democrat or are you a Republican? It actually was aristocrat. And then he answered back, I am neither. I'm a Christocrat. That's, folks, he's a signer of the Declaration of Independence. Anyways, I just thought that was fantastic. Good for you, Sky Cow. Totally appreciate the fact that you are digging in so many different ways. With that said, friends, if you want to jump online, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, if you're new here, go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. That's who we are and what it is that we have been doing and are continuously doing, as you can see in our schedule on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. So you have SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and then you also have SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well. We also have contributors over there from all over the country that are actually bringing information to people that are a part of the answer, like the Sons of Issachar. They were a part of the culture. They understood the culture. They were in the warfare to preserve their freedoms. They understood what our forefathers went through to give us what it is that we have. And I'm talking about going through in the present state of America. 1 Timothy 6:12, read it when you get a moment. Also want to let you know you can check us out on BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com. Folks, if you want to call in, please do. We'd love to hear from you, pro or con. It matters not. That number is 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Read Romans 12:2 when you get a moment. So, folks, what we're going to be talking about today is, it just piggybacks on what I've been saying since I've been on the airwaves. The current day politician, friends, they're at war. They're Judases, Luke 22:48. No question about it. They've sold themselves out to AIPAC. They're receiving millions of dollars. To what? To war against what it was and what it is that our forefathers established. And what can you possibly be talking about? Well, I'd ask you the question, if that's the question that you proposed to me. Have you had your head stuck in the sand, or is it that you just don't care enough to take the time to read the founding documents? Because if you read them, I wouldn't even have to be on the radio show. Friends, I wouldn't have a radio show. I wouldn't need to show people. I wouldn't need to point my finger at the Christ and show people how they're supposed to bring the resolve. It's just that simple. And again, people don't understand that they're commanded by God to know the doctrines. And when you look at, for example, common law, I believe Tim just talked about this the other day, but people want to know, well, what does common law have to do with who we are? Well, the common law, friends, let me just go ahead and kick this off here for you, since we're talking about it, right? Since that popped up. The Ten Commandments have historically influenced Western legal traditions, showing the people the right and the wrongs as to what's acceptable before the Lord, as the Lord teaches us, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, as to how we're to condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous. And the law and the knowledge of his law brings the knowledge of sins, Romans 3, 20, and what is sin, 1 John 3, 4, to what? To make distinction between good and evil. Folks, that is premised on the Ten Commandments of God. It has historically influenced Western legal traditions, including common law, particularly through moral concepts prohibiting murder, theft, and perjury. While some argue that they are the foundation of American law, many legal scholars argue that this influence is indirect, with common law largely originating from customs and not directly from the Decalogue, the Torah, the five books of Moses. Well, folks, the only ones that are arguing against who we are the secular humanists. And they don't have a voice. Why? Because they don't have a legal standing. Let me say it this way. When we look at the courts, when we look at those that, again, swear to uphold the laws, what do? They put their hand on the Bible. When you look at a judge, and I've heard this is becoming common, where you have judges in the court saying that you're not going to make reference to the Word of God, because if you do, we're just going to cast the case out. Are you kidding me? Why is it then that the person stands up, puts their hand in the air, swearing to God they'll tell the truth and the whole truth and nothing but the truth? So help me God. And aren't those judges, before they serve we the people, don't they put their hand on the Bible to swear to uphold the enumerated laws found within? See, it just shows you people how easily the people are swayed. It's nonsense, because if it wasn't for God's moral law, they wouldn't be sitting on a bench making distinction by discovering what the law says and applying what the law says. Secular humanism has no place here. But again, the point that we're making is common law in the Ten Commandments, of course. That's all you have to do is go back to Williamsburg and understand that they premised our system of government on canonical law, is what it's called, okay? So you're not going to separate the two. But I'm saying this for the very purpose, again, friends, that we need to get back to, again, what we're going to be talking about here. We have our modern-day politicians doing their best to war against, to upend what it is that our forefathers established. I also want to reiterate the point that people, you all the well know, all of you loyal listeners, and there's a lot of you out there, you already know, friends, our rights do not come from the generosity of the state. They, again, work for us. We do not work for them. They receive delegated authority from us as to what they can do concerning the definitions of their work detail. Nothing more and nothing less. That's the defined scope of authority that's been given to them by the people. Where do our rights come from? They come from the Lord. And it's, again, Charles D. Montesquieu said, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. So as long as we're doing that which the Lord permits concerning the rights that he gave us a right to do what he permits, not to do what he does not permit. But yet, a people, if we would wake up to this and understand that we have a duty and an obligation before God and man to simply right these wrongs, these simple, elementary, fundamental expositions that we kick off during these little rants between breaks, friends, wouldn't even, again, need to be given. But since we can see that's exactly what's going on, the representative limited government is now asking us to give up our God-given rights. Remember, these are the same ones that are trying to suggest and to basically not innuendo, but to imply that somehow or another they received inherently the rights that we're supposed to extract from them by their good graces. Again, nonsense. Nonsense. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty
Radio.com. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, my name is Ron Branster with the American Policy Center, and we are on the front lines combating that global movement of the Green New Deal scam. Our partnerships with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio have elevated our message with a secure relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. So please join us in our efforts and listen to the Sons of Liberty Radio and Bradley Dean. Our message is your future. Thank you.
BBSRadio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Now, concerning the Second Amendment, to ban guns because criminals use them is to tell the law-abiding that their rights and liberties depend not on their own conduct, but on the conduct of the guilty and the lawless. Lysander Spooner. Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Cooper, United States Marine Corps, rightly stated, "If violent crime is to be curbed, it is only the intended victim who can do it. The felon does not fear the police, and he fears neither judge nor jury. Therefore, what he must be taught is to fear his victim." We must not only assert the truth, we must attack the evil and the false. Martin Lloyd Jones. Was not Leonardo da Vinci correct when he said, "Not to punish evil is equivalent to authorizing it"? Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704. Again, 281-845-4704. Really quick, I gotta tell you, I get worked up on this stuff, man. And I'll tell you, I get more worked up on the individuals that should be righting themselves instead of suffering the wrongs. I just seen a friend, I think it was Sky Cow again out there, that just said, "God's not with them." No. So what is it? Then they're more powerful than God is with us? I'm just curious, because the Lord gave us power over all of the works of the enemy. So there's no excuse as to why that Americans sit back and say, "Well, they don't have God on their side." Well, that's right. But we do. And if we do, we don't serve an impotent God. We don't serve an idol God, friends. The bottom line is he's been given, Jesus, all power, both in heaven and in earth, friends, over all flesh. He is the God of heavens and the God of this world. The enemy is a defeated foe. He defeated him on Calvary over 2,000 years ago. And we're to be witnesses by the power of the Holy Ghost, Acts 5:32, unto that very point that I'm making even now. and we've been given all power over the works of the devil. Luke 10:19. So therefore, I don't care if they have God on their side. If they want to reject the gospel, that's under their own condemnation and damnation. It's my job to preach the gospel and not patty cake. And as I've said before, friends, and get this in your heart. We're not to walk around on eggshells. Folks, live your life in such a way where they're worried about how you're living your life. That's Christianity. We're called to be on the offensive again, not on the defensive. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. There we are. So let's get to this, just to stick to the topic, talking about how the said representative government is asking us to give up our God-given rights. I want to make sure everybody understands that there are employees. We're their employers, okay, under God. Just make that clear. We don't work for them. They work for us. It's called a representative government of the people, by the people, for the people, right? Who's the government? We, the people, are the government. So in spite of that, let's go ahead and take a look at this, or should I say in light of that, give up your rights, J. Pierce Sears wrote, for your protection. Never heard that one before. I never thought I'd hear that from Trump, but I was wrong. While you were wrong, that's right. I don't know where these people have been. Seriously, when I say that, where have these people been that they act surprised when this scoundrel does the things that he does? It blows me away. It really does. Let's go back to what I'm going to quote here in just a moment. Give up rights for your protection. Never heard that one before. I never thought I'd hear Trump. Or hear that from Trump, but I was wrong. I want you to contemplate this before I say that. And remember what Ben Franklin said. Those that would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. And again, you're going to have to put in parallel and in contrast one with another, friends. Today's politicians and how they operate diametrically opposed to how our forefathers established what it is that they bestowed upon us. So let's get to this. This is Donald Trump. He said, I'm working very hard with our great speaker, Mike Johnson. He's a Judas, by the way. I don't know that I need to tell anybody that. Along with Chairman Jim Jordan. Every one of these guys are caught up in sexual scandal, by the way. And Chairman Rick Crawford to get a clean extension of FISA 702 through the House of Representatives this week. He said, I'm asking Republicans to unify and vote together on the test vote to bring a clean bill to the floor without pork, right? We need to stick together when this bill comes before the House Rules Committee today to keep it clean. So, folks, you can rest assured, mark my words, it's going to be just the opposite. But he goes on. When the dirty cop, James Comey, who he failed to bring forth to justice, don't forget about that, he said the failed head of the FBI, an unconstitutional agency, went after me. Nonsense, friends. He said the same thing about Facebook going after him and censoring him. Do you guys all remember this? Yep, and then just recently he appoints none other than Mark Zuckerberg. Okay, so folks, you got to understand this is all a bunch of jesters and clowns in the circus of politics doing their best concerning this dog and pony show, using the stage that they have been given to distract and deceive the American people. That's what it is going on. He's talking about how the dirty cop, James Comey, who's still not been brought to justice, he said, the FISA Title I, the domestic collection, not FISA 702, the foreign collection, which needs to be extended today. Well, parts of FISA were illegally and unfortunately used against me in the Democrats' disgraceful witch hunt and attack in the Russia hoax, and perhaps would be used against me in the future, he said. I'm willing to risk the giving up of my rights and privileges as a citizen for our great military and country. Our military patriots desperately need FISA 702. Isn't that interesting? Have you paid attention, friends, to the double talk? Did you pay attention to that Donald Trump, the said president of the United States of America, who said out of his own mouth that he has the DOJ in his hand and he can do whatever he wants to do with the Department of Justice, but that's all he does as the said president is sit there and magnify the criminals that he failed to bring to justice. Do you understand? Now, if you read Psalm 12:8, you'll perfectly understand all the more as to how this is all being played out. They're all wearing the same jersey. They're in the club, friends, that you and I are not a part of. It's all about deceiving and pillaging the American people. And that's why, in fact, you are up to $40 trillion in deficit, say they. Do I believe that? No, I don't believe that. But I believe that they're trying to enslave you, your kids, your grandkids, your great-grandkids. That's what they want. Just ask the Zionist, friends, because that's exactly what it's about. Now, in saying that, he's asking us to give up. He's asking his idolaters, Acts 12:22, to blindly rally behind him and following through with his lead by saying, not stand up and fight for our God-given rights the way that our forefathers did. No, let's go ahead and forfeit. Let's go ahead and give up those essential God-given rights for the good of everybody else. Folks, that's communism. That is communism from A to Z. I don't know how to explain that one to you, friends, but that is giving and relinquishing and forfeiting your God-given rights to another power that means to tighten the noose that's around your neck right now. Does that sound presidential to you, or does that sound like something a traitor would say to you? Because I'm here to tell you that slaves are made in such ways. Slaves are made in such ways, people. And that's exactly what he intends to do. Now, let's go on the other side of that. I took the time to go to the end of the Declaration of Independence, and I want you to listen carefully, because four times in the Declaration of the Independence did our forefathers make reference to the Lord. And at the very end of the Declaration of Independence, the script, what does it say? And for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honors. What are they doing? Just the exact opposite. They're saying, let's desecrate those in the blood of those that sacrificed themselves to give us the freedoms in which we have. Why? Because so that we can make fortune off of their back, like they do. Just ask Mylakowski. And our sacred honor. And I say, in reverse, compared to what you see, compared to our forefathers, what do they say today? And our disgraceful conduct. Because, friends, that is exactly what it is that you're dealing with. So, in saying that, I want to show you how disgraceful things are getting in your country. Let me hit a couple topics, and then I'm going to end it by giving up rights for the common good. Who says that? Communists say that. I want to show you something, friends. Notice how what we're seeing from this current administration. Notice that Fox News, all the contributors that have been in the White House, both past and present. Isn't it interesting how they've all been given jobs? Said the conservatives, right? Yesterday's liberals. Isn't it interesting how they all claim to be Christians and their whole purpose in office on the administration was to protect what? Donald Trump and his corrupt reputation. Okay? Notice how they all put themselves up to be Christians. It's a dangerous game, friends. It's a dangerous game. It's nothing to be afraid of. Listen to me. Hey, America, listen to me. 81% of you, listen to me. This country is dying to see a fearless Christianity. A scared world is dying to see a fearless Christianity. 1 Corinthians 14:34. Folks, listen to me carefully. This world is in darkness, and they're dying to see the light that you claim to possess. And it's time for us to do that and rise up to the level of expectation and confront what's going on here. I'm going to come right back to this point in just a moment. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think. and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hey folks, this is State Representative Ben Davis. We're in a battle for the soul of our nation, and here in Minnesota, we're taking a stand. From the airwaves to the state capitol, we're fighting to defend our God-given liberties and restore biblical constitutional principles. Join Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty radio broadcast Monday through Saturday at 2 p.m. Central as he exposes the truth, calls out tyranny, and rallies patriots to action. Visit sonsoflibertyradio.com to listen now.
President Theodore Roosevelt said to announce that there must be no criticism of the president, or that we are to stand by the president, right or wrong, is not only unpatriotic and servile, but it is morally treasonable to the American public. Nothing but the truth should be spoken about him or anyone else. But it is even more important to tell the truth, pleasant or unpleasant, about him than about anyone else. How right J.C. Ryle was. A true Christian is one who has not only peace of conscience, but war within. He may be known by his warfare as well as by his peace. Martin Luther couldn't have made the gospel any clearer when he said, "Lord Jesus, you are my righteousness. I am your sin. You took on you what was mine, yet set on me what was yours. You became what you are not, that I might become what I was not."
BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, I just want you to know this on a personal level, because I know a lot of these big wigs out there that are serving their sponsors, making millions of dollars, would never tell you this. But folks, I get probably 200 to 300 to 400 emails every single day. And you know who it's coming from? The Trump administration and all of his administration. And you know what they're continuously doing? Playing the victims. They're playing the victims. They're now giving the executive, and they're playing the victims, and they're, without fail, continuously fleecing the people. They're continuously fleecing the people on top of the billions of dollars they've already fleeced. But let's get back to this. We're talking about how today's said representatives are now asking us to give up our God-given rights, and more in particular, Donald Trump, okay? I mean, this is the guy that talks about our purified democracy. We're a constitutional republic, right? You guys all remember when I got a friend out in Wisconsin. He's a preacher, and nobody stands against this next guy that I'm going to highlight. more than him in Wisconsin. And matter of fact, Charlie Kirk's TPUSA, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but a good portion of that organization is stacked with sodomites, homosexuals, and it always has been. This guy named Scott Pressler, Fox News has been promoting him like crazy, and he's being promoted by those that are claiming to be Christians. So they're advocating and they're promoting what God clearly condemns. What am I talking about? Well, what does it say in Leviticus 18:22? It says, "Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It's an abomination." Well, what does it say in 2013? The same thing. What does it say in Jude 1:7? The same thing. What does it say in Romans 1:26? The same thing. What does it say in 1 Corinthians 6:9? The same thing. So the Lord condemns it 33 times in the Bible, but here's Fox News playing the conservatives of the day because the people don't know the difference. And what are they doing? They're promoting what God condemns. It's just that simple. And I want you to listen to this really quick because I had a, I thought it was a friend, but more of an acquaintance at this point. It didn't surprise me, but just recently Scott was in South Dakota. And I had seen that he was at one of the events in South Dakota. I've done him before, but I noticed that Scott was there, and I noticed all these said conservative Christians that were getting behind Scott. Okay, and you're going to understand more so as I play him so you can hear him, how offensive he is, him and his boyfriend. But what's crazy is this individual came back to me. I said, why do you have Scott Pressler there? I said, did you know that Charlie Kirk's TPUSA gave him $5 million? A youth organization had $5 million in reserve to promote a man like this that the Lord calls an abomination? And you know what she said? She came back to me and she had said, well, Bradley, you know, I don't care who can get us all together and rally us and bring us forward. I said, rally us and bring us forward? A sodomite? Are you kidding me? I was raised as a little kid to believe that these people were backwards. They're not just backwards. They're an abomination. These are the people that spit up against heaven. And you better bet your bottom dollars when you advocate for what God condemns, when they spit towards heaven, you're all going to fall with those that are doing the spitting towards heaven. I want you to listen to this. This is pathetic. It's disgraceful. And yet nobody's promoting him. He's got a picture with him and Donald Trump, too, by the way. But this is a man that Fox News has been promoting for some time here. Listen to this. Oh, hang on a second. Sorry about that. I don't know why.
When has 13 days.
Here we go.
Until the end of April to pass the Save America Act into law. And respectfully, if the Senate Majority Leader is incapable of passing said legislation by the end of April, I will be going to Louisiana to help defeat Senator Cassidy in the May 16th Saturday primary. And I will be heading to Texas to defeat John Cornyn in the May 26th Senate runoff. And, you know, I've been nice. I've been really respectful. But the American people are fed up of electing people into power that don't.
Now, folks, I just want you to consider over the last year, remember when the mainstream media, instead of condemning the crime, now instead of condemning it, they started to what? Attack people that were on the side of the law, condemning what the Lord calls an abomination. We all know what the whole sodomite agenda is about, right? You've just seen over the last couple of days, the said individuals that were a part of Donald Trump's support team were busted for pedophilia. This doesn't come as a surprise to anybody, but where's this coming from, friends? Men on boys. That's right. Men on boys. I want to highlight something else here, and we'll bring it forth. We'll dovetail this by the end of the show here, but I want to show you again how the young people are speaking up against what's going on, changing topics. They're spraying chemicals like mad. In all the states that have now forbidden chemtrails or geoengineering, Deuteronomy 28:24, they're spraying harder than they ever have been before. So the governors can put up false pretenses and they can disguise themselves as the righteous ones fighting for the American people. But I think these dummies ought to take the time and understand they're breathing the same air that we all are, but they don't think that through. But someone might want to tell them. Listen to this. This is the voice of the young.
Trails. These usually dissipate quickly, but the rest of it is geoengineering. These are toxic trails that will stay on for a while and slowly make their way down to our food and on us. And they found traces of aluminum, barium, graphene, and other toxic metals. This is poison that we breathe, this is poison that we eat, and it's part of a broader agenda to keep us sick. Also, like John Brennan said at the CFR, it can be used to weaponize the weather. There's been tons of whistleblowers from the EPA, the US military, there's been pilots, and even people that would fill up the canisters that came forward, but still, our elected officials aren't doing anything about it. Look up, they're still poisoning us as we speak, and for what? If you listen to David Keith on Stephen Colbert or Al Gore on Ellen DeGeneres, they all say it's to mitigate the effects of global warming. But now that we know it's a scam, we have to look at who benefits. Because there is always the version of the public to absorb, to keep us dumb and docile, and then there's the real reason why they're doing it, that most people can't accept. And to protect the power structure, you cannot have a healthy, aware, empowered, united population. The sun gives us life and joy, but they're blocking it. Organic food and water gives us health, but they're poisoning it. And then we wonder why cancer rates are through the roof. Every time we see one of these planes murdering us, our local official office should be flooded with phone calls and complaints until something changes, because the respect we will get is in direct correlation with the respect we have for ourselves.
Okay, so folks, here again, here's the voice of the young people. Some want to say, well, that's enough, right? They're spraying down poison on the air that we breathe, the water that we drink. We know that they've added tens of thousands of new chemicals to the food supplies. They're all under the same control, friends, of these corporations. They're all united in one way or another, Isaiah 28, verse 18. And the Lord says that needs to be disannulled, but that comes from the people that are being poisoned. But that's not what the people do. Does it stop there? No. We already know about said vaccines. We already know the dangers of vaccines. We can take that to Scripture, John 10:10, Leviticus 17:11, and 19:19, okay? We're not supposed to do it. But they keep trying to put themselves in the position of being God. But I want to bring it a step further so you can understand that, do you realize that even the clothes that you buy, do you realize going to babies because the American people have tolerated their government to murder 80 million of their own children in this country? Do you realize, and as I've said before, you're going to reap what you sow, America, and it's coming now. The chickens are coming home to roost in a big way. Galatians 6, 7, 8, and 9. Do you know that they're poisoning socks for babies? And clothing for babies. Listen to this.
Baby socks. Almost 90% of all of the baby socks that they tested in amongst several studies had BPA in them.
What isn't poisoned at this point? Can we just name one thing that's not poisoned?
We have studies showing that baby clothing has the highest amount of phthalates in it, and it's usually in cotton. So phthalates are primarily in baby clothes, in cotton over plastic. People don't like me for this because it would be really easy for me to say, just avoid plastic and choose natural fibers. But you can put chemicals on anything, and they do.
So how do you shop for organic cotton baby clothes? How do you know?
That's the million-dollar question, right?
That it doesn't have the chemicals.
You want to look for certifications. So GOTS, Global Organic Textile Standard, that's a certification you should look for. That's
in this day and age, I worry that that's even compromised. But I could be wrong.
It's the best, in my opinion, of what we have today. GOTS, you have to be an organic natural fiber. So they won't even put GOTS on bamboo, for example, because it's not a natural fiber after it's processed.
You see stuff like this.
So folks, do you understand? Every facet of your life, those that have been put up to be saviors of this country, were there men in the flesh incarnate? You need to get back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16, and get back to the loving God. To the living God, friends. Because you see those that have insidiously contrived in the minds of the people and cast into the minds of the people that somehow or another they're there to do their job to serve the people. Have things been getting worse or have they been getting better? If they've been getting better, I'm done. I'll happily shut down shop, people. And I'll say, I'm done. But what is it that Americans, what is it that you won't tolerate? I'm just curious. Not only have you given them a free rein to murder your own children, but what is it that they haven't taken control of? Because the only control that they have over our lives is what we as a people have given them. And we know without a shadow of a doubt, they're poisoning us in every aspect of our lives. How is that a theory? How is that a theory? No, 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 friends. The only ones that are telling you that it's a theory are those in the mainstream media. The same ones, by the way, that were telling you it was a conspiracy theory that the mRNAs would kill you or murder you. How many of those reporters that played the useful idiots died because they basically reap what they sowed real quick? They drank the cup of their own poison propaganda. We got to be smarter than these people, friends. We'll be right back. Sons of LibertyRadio.com. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
In a world filled with compromise and those who cower from speaking the truth, listening to Bradley Dean of the Sons of Liberty is a breath of fresh air in a day and age when you are searching for someone to just tell it like it is. If you are ready to hear the unadulterated truth from the Word of God that will feed your soul, open your eyes, give you understanding, and turn your heart to the Father, if you are ready to take a stand and realize your duty before God and man to preserve the freedom so graciously bestowed upon us by God Almighty and our founding forefathers, if you're ready to set aside the counterfeit and embrace the real, then join us weekdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. for an encounter that will enlighten your understanding and point you directly to Jesus Christ, the everlasting light.
Well, I did take the time and I showed a picture of Scott Pressler. He's the one that heads up one of these organizations, Gays for Trump. Showed a picture of him and his boyfriend. Showed a picture of him in the People's Oval Office with Donald Trump. And yet, somehow or another, I mean, Donald Trump tweeted out that he's the gayest president in American history. Somehow or another, he is appointed by God as the lead is on in a free country. You are sadly mistaken. A sin is a reproach to any nation, friends. In America, your sin is finding you out. I don't care if you agree or disagree with the Word of God. It matters not. As I like to say, it doesn't matter if you believe in trucks neither, because if you stand in front of one, what's it going to do? It's going to do what it's purposed to do. And that is exactly the judgment of God upon a disobedient nation. America would do themselves a service if they would just simply go back and study out Genesis 18 and 19 and understand that what you think you're playing with, the Lord is not going to play with it. And I'll tell you what, once we start talking out of experience, according to the word, friends, I'll tell you what, that's what's going to put the fear of God in the enemy and departing from wickedness. That's called teaching them the fear of God diabolically. So be it. I care not. I'm sick and tired of what I'm seeing out there. And we better get on the right side of history here, friends, because if not, we're going to go down as the biggest clowns. Our legacy is going to be absolute reproach to the younger people. Craig, thank you for holding on for so long, my friend. I still got much to cover, but I'm going to go ahead and give it to you. It's all yours, my friend, and thank you for calling in.
Okay. As for how we're being expected to give up our God-given rights, every time there's a crisis that comes up, and apparently the legislation for it was planned, written well in advance, and this includes us having to give up our guns, and they repealed the Second Amendment. They could have had all these laws, including repealing the Second Amendment, enacted decades before. They could have taken away everybody's guns as far back as the 1930s, and we would still have these mass shootings in the schools.
Of course. Of course. Yep. Yeah, because they're not going to ask. The criminals are not going to ask for permission to have a gun. No, absolutely not. And it's hypocritical on so many different levels. And one of the things that I've always said, Craig, concerning the Second Amendment, 97% of all of the mass shootings that take place happen in gun-free zones. There's no such thing as a gun-free zone in America, but somehow or another, again, failure to the American people to take the time to read the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights, they're the God-given rights, the thou shall nots. They've allowed them to go ahead and legislate, listen to this, legislate away the pith and marrow of law that ensures our God-given rights when it comes to the Second Amendment. The American people need to get on the offense and hold every single said legislator, as they like to be called, that is actually a part of creating that policy that undermined our Second Amendment, and we need to hold them accountable for all of the murders that have taken place in gun-free zones. Because, again, that sets the record straight. And how is it that they can, but the said constituents can't when they represent we the people? And what am I talking about? How is it that they can legislate what they call gun control, trying to disarm the American people, those that they work for, but somehow or another they're granted armed security detail? Again, you're setting yourself up for absolute control here when you even feed into any of this nonsense, because it's criminal at every given step. I'll give you the last word, Craig.
And yet, when the so-called opposition, they'll present us figures like Steve Quayle,
right,
and et cetera, basically telling us that, there's nothing we can do about it.
Yeah. Well, that's
because Bible prophecy.
Yeah, that's nonsense. I got three calls here, Craig. Point very well taken. Folks, you need a clean house. That's just it. They're not representing we the people anymore. What we're seeing is they're asking us to give up our rights rather than to enforce the law to maintain our God-given rights. And again, condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous. Friends, concerning Craig's point, do you understand that they're using individuals that are criminals? 74% of them are repeat criminals that are released to do what they do again. And the fact of the matter is the politicians should be held accountable, and so should the corrupt judges, for not enforcing the law to deter the crime according to God's statute, not man's commandments, Mark 7. But again, I want you to pay attention to the fact that many of these, more than not, you're going to find these mass shooters are repeat criminals every given step of the way. And then what they do is once the crime's committed, you know what they do? They turn and attack the law abider for the crimes of the lawbreaker. Have you had enough yet, Americans? Have you had enough yet? I hope so. Margie calling in from Minnesota. It's all yours, Margie.
Hey, Bradley. You talk about this nonsense. They're dropping ticks on us to promote the mRNA Lyme disease vaccine. Now the
mosquitoes too
are demanding a law to stop boiling lobsters and clams because they feel pain.
Yeah. Well, you know
and
what?
It's like, is this all to create a civil war, or is it just to confuse the masses?
What I'm saying, well, both. When I'm saying that they have been long at work, again, people not understanding they're on the same team. They have been working, especially corrupt politicians and the mainstream media, have been long in creating domestic insurrection in this country for a long time. Because once they do that, then they can bring in the change through implementation. And see, people need to realize those that are playing the problem solvers, more than not, especially those long-term politicians, they're the ones responsible for creating the crimes. Nothing new under the sun.
Yeah. I know. It's just so frustrating to watch the people. I look at my family, for an example. They're not on social media. They watch mainstream news.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, brainwashed.
So they get no other stories.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They're brainwashed. And yet, if you ask them if they believed it, they would say they don't believe it. I see it all over the country, Margie. Hey, you guys don't believe. How many in this room believe the media? You've seen it before. Oh, almost every hand goes up in the room. But then when you begin to see what they don't like about your message, their talking points are parroting what it is that they heard from Fox News. And Fox News never makes reference to the Constitution or the law to condemn the crime to bring about resolve. You'll never see that in a million years.
My nephew, Bradley, graduated top of his class at Iowa State. I tried to talk to him about chemtrails. Won't hear a word of it.
Of course. But you know what? He doesn't have to. He's still breathing it. And that's what I'm saying. Yeah. You can go ahead and ignore all that you want to, but it doesn't exempt you from the truth of the matter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thanks for taking my call, Bradley.
Of course. Totally appreciate you, kiddo. We got John calling from the southernmost part of the United States. John, it's all yours.
Yes, sir, Bradley. As far as the BPAs with the children's clothing and everything, your next governor that's going to be installed knows a little bit about fabrics, and you have his number. You could call him and ask him what he's going to do about that and the chemtrails within your state. But I don't think he's coming back on your show.
Why is that?
See, come on.
No, I'm asking you the question. Why is that, John?
I don't think that he wants to face real questions.
Well, I think
because,
if that's what
you know,
we did.
He's out there advertising the pharmacy thing with Trump Jr.
Oh, interesting. John, I can honestly.
Right there on my Rumble screen right now.
Oh, okay. You know what's interesting? I can honestly tell you that in the state of Minnesota, I have not seen Mike Lindell's face pop up anywhere since he's actually threw his hat in to be the next governor of the state. I've not seen
That's
him.
Interesting.
It's very interesting. And as a matter of fact, when I talked to him about that, he said, of course not. They don't want you to see that. But I'll tell you what I'll do, because not just you, John, but there's another individual that has made some comments about that. I'm going to get him back up on the show. When we can get him back up on the show, we'll pull him up, and then we'll ask some real questions. And what I'll do is I'll open up the live chat so that he might answer the questions according to what people want to ask him. So next time, people don't get mad at me in the process of bringing him
up
on my...
I never was, brother.
I appreciate
that's
that, yeah.
My state, and you should open it up to the people that live in your state.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll definitely do that. I have no problem doing that. So I appreciate.
All right, brother. Have a blessed weekend.
Yep, you too. Thank you. It's actually Monday, is it not? It's Monday, is it not? Boy. Hey, guys, weeks go together here because I work 7 days a week. Okay, so what I want to cover is giving up your rights for the common good. During. And I'm going to go ahead and finish this. If you want to, folks, if you want to continue on with us, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'm up on the top left side of the page, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page to all my affiliates. Love you by what we do. We're going to finish this show, and we're talking about giving up the rights for the common good. Talk to you tomorrow. Okay, guys. All right, now I got my social media platform friends. There was much that I still wanted to cover here. And by the way, the lines are still open if you'd like to call in at any time. That number is 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. And again, I just want to let you know that if you want to call in pro or con, it matters not. Jude 3 and 4, that's up to you. But I do want to finish what I was talking about here. And again, as I said, I have more information that I'd like to knock off here. But for the sake of time, I'm just going to finish it here. And I might bring it up tomorrow during the show as well. But what I'm going to read to you is absolutely imperative and pertinent. It is imperative that you listen to what I'm saying. It is time for the American people to stand up and learn to say, absolutely not, I will not comply. It's just that simple. I am not going to comply. It's not difficult, friends. It really isn't. And imagine if the whole of the people stood up and said, we will not comply. Not only will we not comply, but we're going to hold you accountable for trying to, for you trying to create policies to undermine my God-given constitutional rights that were given unto me by God. Not by you. That's how we get on the offensive. But if you like being on the defensive, you can stay up against the ropes. That's your call, not mine. That's never been me. I don't like being there, and I'm not going to be there by the grace of God. But what we're being told right now by Donald Trump, and I, folks, I am so humored when people say to me, what is your problem with Donald Trump? What's my problem with Donald Trump? What's my problem with somebody that says something to the American people in their ears and to their faces? And then what he does through others, through his subordinates, he goes and does just the exact opposite. What is my problem with him? Maybe it should be this. What is his problem with us? And then what proposes concerning the next question? I don't care what his problem is with us. I am not going to put up with it. And that's what puts me on the offensive rather than being on the defensive. When I see someone lie to the American people day in and day out, folks, enough is enough. And it's time that you learn that language, my friends. It really is. Because once they feel your steel, they're going to retreat rather than you succumbing every time they throw something out there. Every time they throw something out there. Giving up rights for the common good. Do you guys remember when Thomas Jefferson rightly said, where the people fear the government, you have tyranny? Isn't that where you're at today? So what do we do with tyrants? Do we just let them do whatever they do and let them do whatever they want to do so they can get away with whatever you let them get away with? Is that what you do, Americans? No, it's when the people fear the government, you have tyranny. See, but what happens to a righteous, educated people? Where the government fears the people, guess what they have? They have liberty. That's what they have. They have liberty, not the other way around. Hey, folks, it was like what Samuel Adams said, and I'm pulling it up even as I'm speaking now, and I'm just hoping that I'm on the other side or the right side of this, but I pulled it up earlier concerning what it is that he had to say. Hey, folks, they mean to dummy the people down because those dummy down individuals, those are the ones that they control. And that's what they bank on, are the people that have been desensitized and literally dummied down. That is not a joke. That is absolutely 100% true. And again, that reverts back to Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Because once you become educated to understand what's going on, those people are not going to be easily overcome. I mean, the American people today, if you ask 8 out of 10, in just a setting, a public setting, what form of government we've been given? 8 out of 10, if not 9 out of 10, if not 10 out of 10, will reply with what Donald Trump continuously reminds them of what we are not. And they will say, well, we're a democracy. No, we're not. Hey, folks, the deterioration of every government begins with the decay of principles on which it was founded. So what happens? When you depart from the word of God, just like it tells us in Proverbs 13:13, those that despise the word of God destroyeth their own souls. Well, if that's the case, on a personal level, how much more when it comes to our homes, our communities, our cities, and our states? How much more? It's something for people to understand that common sense comes into play. Hey, friends, business owners, are they the dummies or are they the ones that thought things through? Who has taken advantage of the opportunities that have been given them concerning righteousness or unrighteousness? The company owner or the employee? Okay? So you have to understand, in this country, friends, you're the ones that are supposed to be smarter than your said representatives. And they're supposed to rise to the level of expectation as well. Samuel Adams said this. He said, "It is in the interest of tyrants to reduce the people to ignorance and vice." Ignorance and vice. Demoralize them. "For they cannot live in any country where virtue and knowledge prevails." And yet, though you have the knowledge, the information, which is the knowledge to become a virtuous people. Because again, if I can separate you and demoralize you from your union with Christ, said Christians, the enemy controls you. And that's at the end aim of what it's all about. And that's how the entertainers have made so much money, and that's why you've lost so much control in this country as we know it. Going back to what Donald Trump said, we need to give up some of our rights, friends. Politicians, bureaucrats, especially judges, would have you believe that too much freedom will result in chaos. Nonsense. Therefore, by the way, the only ones creating chaos here in the country, it's your said representatives. They're to maintain order. They're the ones that are creating disorder. Right? "Therefore, we should gladly give up some of our rights," say they, "for the good of the community." So in other words, people acting in the name of government say we need more laws or more jurors to enforce these laws. No, that hasn't worked. If you're tired of man's 10,000 commandments, get back to God's 10. Just the opposite. But even if we have to give up some rights, say they, in the process, they believe the more laws we have, the more control, thus a better society. No, the more laws we have, say they, gives them more control that's wielded over the people, basically, namely the constituents in this country. And yet they want to sell to you it becomes a better society the more control that they have. This theory, as they say, may sound good on paper, and apparently many of our said representatives think this way, as evidenced by the thousands, literally, of new laws that are added to the books each year in this country. I want to reiterate this as well and clarify the point. They're not laws. Their policies, and the policies that they're creating are undermining our laws, again, because the people don't take the time to know the difference. But no matter how cleverly this Marxist argument is made, the hard fact that whenever you give up a right, you lose a free choice. And so what does this do? It just adds to another control, and control's real name is bondage, right? The logical conclusion would be that if giving up some rights produces a better society, then by giving up all rights, we could produce the perfect society. We could chain everybody to a tree for the lack of trust. Well, again, this may prevent a crime, but it would destroy privacy, which is the heartbeat of freedom. It would also destroy trust, which is the foundation of dignity. Do you like it when you're around people that don't trust you? Especially if they have no cause not to trust you. Yeah, me neither. Rather than giving up rights, we should be giving up wrongs. See, the opposite of control is chaos. More laws do not make fewer criminals. We must give up wrongs, not rights, for a better society. William Pitt of the British House of Commons once proclaimed that necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. And this is all we see falling from the corrupt lips of politicians all day long, both in federal and state governments today. Let me say it again. Necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants, and it is the creed of slaves. Let me ask you something, friends. Which one do you prefer? Because really, honestly, the choice is up to you. Either you're going to right the wrongs and deal with those that are wronging the rights or attempting to wrong the rights by righting those wrongs, or else you're just going to be overthrown. There is no in between. So either we're going to go back to the old past, we're going to take the time to understand what our forefathers established, and we're going to live according to the Word of God and the U.S. Constitution. And when we do that, and we mean what we say, then what's going to happen? You're going to start to hear the knees knocking concerning the tyrants that mean to control every facet of your lives. It starts with you people. It starts with me. For without it, our children don't have a future. We'll talk to you in 23. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3.